With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris is apparently ready to talk policy. She'll outline her economic program during a visit to North Carolina today. Reports that she will propose food and grocery price controls. Former President Trump says that would only result in shortages, rationing, and ultimately hunger.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. She destroys everything she touches.
Now, it has been said that Harris is trying to distance herself from President Biden, but that was not the case yesterday.
It is my eternal and great, great, great honor, I have to tell you, to serve with this most extraordinary human being.
Harris joining Mr. Biden, touting the results of Medicare drug price negotiations. The House GOP leadership reacting to that.
Today, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Speaker Mike Johnson, Majority Whip Steve Emmer, and Chairwoman Elise Stefanik issued the following statement after the Biden-Harris administration announced prescription drug price controls mandated by the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. It reads, quote, "The Biden-Harris administration says it wants to lower prices for families, but their prescription drug price-fixing scheme has accomplished just two things, driving up healthcare costs and crushing American innovation in medicine." Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden made their first joint public appearance since Mr. Biden dropped out of the race at a jubilant campaign-style event in Maryland. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Ernesto barreling toward Bermuda. Hurricane warnings are up. The hurricane's winds clocked at 85 miles per hour sustained, but there have been some much higher gusts than that. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 11 points, NASDAQ futures up 10. This is SRN News. Persecution flares up again in Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have burned down another church in the rest of African nation. This is actually the second time that the redeemed Christian Church of God has been put to the torch. At least no one was hurt. Muslim terrorists have been killing Christians by the thousands in Nigeria for the last two decades, and the government has been either unable or unwilling to address the problem. Some are calling for international intervention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can use the phrase unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure. It would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The Arizona House Speaker, a Republican who leads the panel that drafted the language, says it's designed to help voters understand the current law. Several states will be voting this fall on legislation that could add abortion to their state constitutions. This is SRN News. Years after COVID-19, just about every state still struggling with school attendance.
Roughly one in four students remain chronically absent in the 2022-23 school year. That's according to an analysis by the AP and Stanford University economist Thomas D. After doing school online during the pandemic, more kids and parents have decided it's okay to stay home sometimes. Schools are working to identify students with slipping attendance, then providing help. They're also communicating with parents who often aren't aware their child is missing so much school or why it's problematic. John Scott reporting.
Flights and trains in the Tokyo area have been canceled, and people are being warned of strong winds, heavy rains, potential flooding and mudslides as a typhoon nears Japan on its way further north in the Pacific. The storm is packing top sustained winds, 101 miles per hour with higher gusts. It's expected to pass nearby, but actual landfall is not expected. More details, SRNnews.com.